Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, each month we have our friend Dr. Connie McNeil on, and we're really excited to have her on for the month of November. And the show is called In the Arms of the Angels. And if you want to find out more about her services and working with her one-on-one, you can go to her website, which is www.drconniesays.com. That's drconniesays.com. And if you need that link or you need to find out more about this show and other shows, you can go to our radio website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Later on, we're going to be taking callers to do readings. And to do that, you just call into our number, which is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And if you go to the broadcast page to listen to the show, the phone number is right there. So with that, Dr. Connie, you are all set to go.
All righty. Thank you so much. Welcome, everybody. It's so nice to be back with you this evening. And I am very excited to be going into a holiday season. I know that for a lot of people, this can be, or it may be in the history, has been for you a very difficult time, a very painful time, a very lonely time. What I have for you this evening, I believe, is handpicked by the angels to make this one of the beginnings of the best holidays and moving into a new year that possibly you've ever had. So what I'd like to do is start off with talking to you a little bit about one of my favorite holiday movies called A Christmas Carol. And I know that most of you are very familiar with this particular movie. It doesn't matter which version you watch. The scene that I'm going to talk about is in all of them, and it's depicted pretty much the same regardless of which movie that you see. But if you remember at the very beginning of the movie, Scrooge goes to bed, and he's his usual angry, his usual demeanor, and he goes to bed, and he's woken up by this bright light, and he is visited by the ghost of his partner, Jacob Marley, and Jacob is telling Scrooge that he's going to be visited by the three spirits, the three Christmas angels. But he says something very significant that I want you to catch, because it's the theme for this whole talk, and this, it's a visualization that I really believe that the angels want you to get. What Jacob does is he holds up this chain that he's carrying attached to his ankle. It's something he can never get rid of. And he holds this chain up to Scrooge, and it's large and it's heavy. It's long. And he said, "I forged this chain link by link." And what we are doing in our thoughts and in the way that we present ourselves and in the things that we say, what we are doing is we are forging our own chain link by link. And what this chain is going to do, we can have a chain going two different ways. We can either have a chain of praise, which is going to begin to bring us the things that we want in life, begin to lift our vibrational energy, begin to create within us a spirit of lightheartedness, happiness, contentment, It opens the door for the things that the desires of our heart that the universe said that the universe promised to give us the desires of our heart. The way into that is to have a chain of praise so that you are and that we are in the ability to be able to receive what the universe has for us. The other chain is a chain of despair. Now, that's where most people are. Chain that's forged out of depression. Chain that's formed out of anxiety. The chain that's formed out of the statements we make that life is so hard, life is unfair. I don't know when anything good is going to happen to me. I never have enough. I can't do it. I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too lonely, I'm never happy. Those kind of thoughts are also forging a chain. But the chain that it's forging is a chain of despair. And what it's going to bring you is more of the same stuff that you're talking about. It's going to be more loneliness, more dissatisfaction, more not getting the things that we want. And we look and we say, yeah, but universe, you promised that you would give us the desires of our heart. And you promised that if we thought about having a new car, we would, you know, be able to manifest this new car, which we can. If we are forging for ourselves a chain, and what the angels are very clear to me about is that it's time to break the chain of despair. It's time to let go of those things that no longer serve you. It is time to shift into another way of thinking, because as you think, so shall you be. You will create for yourself the person that you want to be, and it will be forged link by link by the thoughts that you have. So what I am challenging you to do as we are moving into a holiday season is go on a mental diet. Now, mental diet is a lot like a physical diet. And by the way, speaking of physical diets, about 2/3 of the adult population is said to be overweight. And it's very interesting when you listen to people talk about the food that they ingest. I know I really shouldn't eat this, but I know that I'm going to pay the price for this later on, but it just looks so good. Some people say they just have fat genes, and, you know, obesity or being overweight runs in their family. People can come up with 1,000 different excuses why they can't start on a diet right now, or why it's just too hard to lose the weight right now. But what it boils down to is just staying in old habits, and it's a lack of discipline that keeps people going back to foods that do not serve them. And because they are overweight in their physical body, it leads to a lot of physical problems like diabetes and cancer and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and heart problems and you name it. A lot of it can be boiled down to the fact that we just are too undisciplined to eat the way that is healthy for our body. It's the same way with the thoughts that we have. I cannot be physically healthy and eat foods that are not good for me. Just that I cannot be mentally or spiritually healthy and continue to have thoughts that do not serve me, that I continue to have thoughts that tell me that I'm not good enough, that I never get the breaks, that I'm never going to get out of debt, or I'm never going to find that right person, or life is too hard, or it's just not fair. As long as I stay in a mental diet of having the thoughts that weigh me down and continue my chain of despair, I am going to be always at the bottom looking up. I'm going to be on the outside looking in, wondering why I can't get in and enjoy the blessings that other people seem to have when I am continuing to keep myself on the outside by the thoughts that I have. There are a lot of different ways that a person can begin to have a mental diet that will work for you, just as there are a lot of different ways that people will have a physical diet that would work for them. So the things that I'm going to suggest are just that. They're just suggestions. They are not the gold standard for having a healthy mental diet. But they can maybe, with a suggestion given here, it may conjure up a suggestion that would work for you. So if none of these seem to resonate, then you can always go to the angels. You can always ask for help and guidance in finding those ways that would work for you to have brighter and more positive thoughts so that you begin to form or continue to add on to your chain of praise. So the first one is to chase away the negative thoughts, that if you have a negative thought, that you begin to replace them with positive thoughts. Even if at the beginning it doesn't seem like it feels comfortable, say it. When you continue to repeat something positive, like, this is a wonderful day and I'm truly blessed every single moment of my day, may sound like a really odd statement, and it just doesn't even roll off the tongue well because it sounds so absurd. But if you will continue to say it, what it does is it seeps down into your subconscious so that your subconscious mind is beginning to see that, gee, this really is a good day, and good things do happen to me during the day. So a lot of us have such a series of negative thoughts that at the beginning it's going to be impossible for you to correct every single one of them. In those times when you realize that you are thinking in a negative way and seeing yourself adding another link onto a despair chain, I want you to make a positive statement so that you begin to add links onto a chain of praise. There's any number of ways that you can have start generating positive thoughts. One of the easiest ways, start a gratitude list. And you can do this anywhere, anytime. When you start feeling that the negative thoughts are just pounding in your head, if you can just start listing every single thing that you're thankful for. I am so thankful for the roof over my head. I'm thankful for heat. I'm thankful for food. I'm thankful for the gutters in the street that take away the excess water. I am so grateful for snow emergency vehicles that are going to be out tending to the roads. I am so grateful for, if you start thinking about every single blessing that you have, you will find that it's harder for those negative thoughts to be knocking on the door when you're, what you're allowing to come into your head are more of the positive things that are going on for you, blessings that you have. If you are going to have a, put yourself on a physical diet, you don't stock your kitchen with foods that are not going to be healthy for you and foods that are not going to help you maintain your diet. So on a mental diet, you are not going to immerse yourself into situations that are going to continue for you to build a chain of despair. So you're not going to listen to music that has a lot of negative words to it. You may find it beginning to be uncomfortable to hang around people that are constantly negative. I was with someone today and they were watching, the news. And because it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week program, they have to fill up all this time. So they think up things to talk about. They think up scenarios. They think of the worst case that can happen. And then they try to figure out how they're going to solve the worst possible scenario. So it's always projecting into the dark. It's always projecting into the negative. It's always projecting into problems, 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 rather than solutions. So if you're serious about having a mental diet that works for you, you will be very aware of the things that you bring into your environment that obviously you're going to be thinking about what's in your environment. So the people, the places, and the things that you associate with are going to be a very key factor of whether you're forging a chain of praise or whether you're forging a chain of despair. And remember that the angels are saying the time is now to break the chain of despair. That moving into this holiday season, when a lot of people are naturally reaching out and thinking of other people and thinking of charities and donations and that kind of a thing. People seem to be more giving-minded this time of year. And then moving into a new year, now is the time to start putting into practice those things, people and places, that are going to move you into having the kind of, forging the kind of chain that you want to forge. For some people, having inspirational reading. For some, one of the things that I do is I'll just make up some silly little songs. And I'm finding that the more that I make them up, And I'm going down the road or I'm in the hallway at work, I find myself actually singing these songs out loud. But at least in my head, I can be singing these little songs, and it just keeps my attention and focus on the things that I want, on the things that make me happy, on the things that I know that because I have desires, that the universe will give me what I want, but only if I'm keeping my thoughts in the positive and only if I'm continuing to forge my praise chain link by link. And one of the questions that I would ask is, Do you really believe it's possible for you to be happy? Do you really believe it is possible for you to have the things that you want, the desires of your heart? Is it really possible for you to have the lifestyle that you want, the money that you want in the bank? Is it possible? When you say, gee, I really want to have $1 million, then is the next thought that you have, oh, yeah, right. You know, that's really kind of a dumb thought. Of course, you're never going to have $1 million. You don't even have $20 in the bank. You have to be aware of the thoughts that you have, just as you, if you're on a physical diet, you would have to be aware of what you're eating. You have to be aware of what you're thinking. And when you find that the thoughts that you're having are forging your chain of despair and keeping you stuck in situations that do not serve you, in jobs or relationships or the way that you feel in your body, how healthy you are, if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like that life is just you're existing and not living, if you're living a life where you feel like you're just existing, you are forging a chain of despair. If you are always wishing you could have whatever it is you want, but then the next thought is, what a waste of time this is because you're never going to get it. You need to be aware of the things that you're thinking, because as you think, that's what you're going to generate in your life. Because we are human, of course we are going to have our down days. We're going to have our depression. We're going to have our anxiety. We're going to have our days where it's just so hard to almost make it out of bed, and the thought of singing a song or writing a gratitude list just seems like it's more, we can't even hardly pick up the pen. Those kind of days are so hard. When you have those days, when you have those moments, if you can break them down into, God, get me through this moment. Universe, sustain me through this time. I know that even though my emotions say I feel depressed or anxious or whatever, my spirit tells me that I will get through this. My spirit tells me that the angels surround me. My spirit tells me that this is just for a brief time. My spirit tells me that if I stay on the path of faith and I stay on the path of positive and I forge my praise chain, that I will have the desires of my heart. That's what I know in my heart, regardless of what my emotions are. So I can feel my emotions, but I do not have to be controlled by my emotions. I cannot help getting on the depression road. I can't help it. But I can help how long I stay there. I don't have to build my house there. I don't have to think that that's the only thing that there is being on a depression road or a despair road. That when I get on those roads, I know that I'm having a human experience. And I am spirit, but my spirit is having a human experience. So yes, I am going to have those times when I feel 100% human. However, I know that it is only for the moment. I know that, God, get me through this moment. God, get me through, what do I need to do? Call on Archangel Jophiel. Jophiel, Archangel Jophiel. She is the Archangel of Beautiful Thoughts. Call on her. Call on Michael. Michael's the protector. find, know of people who you can call if you need to get, not for a gripe fest. This is not for a gripe fest, because what you don't want to do is call and say, oh, let me tell you how horrible my day is, and just go on to this litany of horrible things. Pray for me, having a difficult time right here. I know God's in control. I know the universe has power. Just need to get through this time. Just reaching out, you know, just need you to pray for me. Need you to hold me up. But know that you're going to get through it, which is an entirely different experience than dwelling in the depression and, you know, not seeing the light of day for the next 6 months. So there's any number of ways that you can make a mental diet work for you. The key thing is that it's something that you're really motivated to do. Going to be a change in the way of thinking, possibly a change in the people you hang around with or the places you go or the things you do or the shows that you watch or the music that you listen to. Whatever it is that would keep you from, you know, that keeps you stuck and keeps you in that level of just existing. That's what you're going to be shifting out of when you start really concentrating on the thoughts that you have. One of the ways to stay in the positive is to be thinking and dwelling upon those things that you want. So if I want a relationship, you can do one of two things. We've talked in the past about having a God box, which is a box that you would construct out of anything that you want. Make it as big or as small. You can be as plain or ornate as you want. It's just a container, and you would write down the desire of your heart, you know, that you really want this soulmate relationship, and whatever you want to say about that can be as many words or as few as you want, because the angels know your heart, and they know what you're asking. And you put it in the God box, and that way it's a physical reminder of that God is holding your prayer. But another thing you can do, you can kind of flip that and you can make a gratitude box. Again, it could be as big or as small as you want, as plain or ornate as you want. I am so grateful for my wonderful soulmate relationship. I am so blessed and happy to have this wonderful person in my life, and the relationship that we have is just write out what it is. If you could construct it, if you could orchestrate it, how would that look? Relationship, job, money in the bank, trips you want to take, whatever it would be. And put it in a gratitude box. God, I am so confident that this is already on its way that I'm already going to start thanking you now, because it's just, I'm just so excited. I just can't help but thank you for it. You can actually make you a gratitude box. And then once a month, take out take out what you've written and see what has manifested in that month as you have just let your gratitude spill over as it's been contained in this box. The energy of this gratitude just keeps building and building, and you'll remember it. You'll remember that you put this box in there, or what you've put in the box. So it's going to also be something that's going to be something that you're going to be dwelling in and immersed in. So I need to shift and let Mark get on and do what he does at the half hour.
Ah, excellent. All right, everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. Please dial in to get a free reading at 646-716-7884. 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. All right, all set, Dr. Connie.
All right, thank you so much. I actually did a reading before the show, and I asked the angels what would be some concrete ways of being able to maintain your chain of praise, or you beginning to forge your chain of praise, and being able to start feeling more and more of just being grateful for the multitude of blessings that you have. And the first thing that the angels told me is that for a lot of people, the reason that gratitude is so difficult and having positive thoughts is so difficult is because there's issues with our childhood. So one of the things that the angels are asking is that you be aware of the issues that you've had with your parents, because I can guarantee you that a lot of the things that you are saying and a lot of the thoughts that you have, they are not yours. One of my dad's favorite things that he said was he never had two nickels to rub together. So you can imagine that how much money we had flowing in my household growing up, which wasn't a lot because my father's constant thought in his head was, I don't even have two nickels to rub together, which is what sifted down into his children. So we carried a mentality of lack of finances, lack of money, which was not our thought. It was his thought that we picked up. So one of the things that the angels want us to do is to begin to look at those thoughts that we have that are not ours. One of the ways that we can heal our emotions is first deciding which parent, if not both, but which parent we seem to have more attachment to as far as healing that would need to happen. If it is issues with your mom, it is going to be more relationship issues, relationships with other people. It's going to be able to give and receive love. It's going to be able to ask for what you need. It's going to be able to receive help when it's offered. It is our ability to be authentic and genuine with other people is more of a feminine energy. And if you have difficulty with that, it suggests that you have continued to have unhealed emotions related to your mother. If the feelings that you have are more related to you, if it has to do with your self-confidence, if it has to do with your self-worth, if it has to do with you feeling like you are able to stand up and do the desire of your heart, that thing you really want to do, the passion that you have, of being able to take that energy and run with it, that's more of a masculine energy, and that would be unhealed emotions related to the father. So, and it may be that you have both. But what you can do is you can call on the angels to begin healing with your parents. Now, for me, my father's gone. So he died in 1992. So it would be impossible to have a conversation with him but I can still, in my spirit and in his spirit, since his spirit has continued to go on, we can still do healing. So one of the things that keeps us trapped and keeps us forging a chain of despair and keeps us living in mediocrity and keeps us on the outside looking in, wondering why we can't have the blessings, is because we're carrying emotions that need to be healed from our childhood. What you can do is you can go to a counselor. You can go to a psychologist. You can have energy healing done. There are workers, there are light workers who can heal, clear energy, clear a lot of energy that's happened from our childhood. Archangel Raziel, he clears energy clear back from the beginning of time. So there are numerous ways that you can work on your own self so that you can get the healing that you want. I do believe that we pick our parents. So the issues that you're having with your parents right now, you contracted to have these issues because your higher self knew that you needed to work on them so you could break out of them. This is not something that happened in this lifetime. This is the issues that you have with self-confidence or asking for help or relating to people or relating to ourselves is a long-standing issue for you. It didn't just create in this lifetime. Your higher self knew that this was the time in your life where you could grow and start breaking out of those old patterns that had been lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes old. And you picked your parents because your parents were going to set you up to have these emotions so that you could break through them. So if you're in a place where you're beginning to realize that there's issues with mom or dad, the self-confidence isn't there, or the interrelating with people is not there. Now is the time. Now is the time to begin to get that healing, whether you go to a psychologist, whether you go to a energy worker, whether you go to your parents and you know, have a heartfelt conversation, whether you go to the minister of your church. If you will ask the angels will guide you to the best people, places, and things that will begin to shift this energy with your parents. But if you do not resolve those issues with your parents, it's going to be more difficult to create the praise chain that you want. Because what we're trying to do is change the subconscious thoughts, those automatic thoughts that we have. And the automatic thoughts are like my dad forged into me, we don't have two nickels to rub together. So working on our past issues isn't so much of a burden as it is our life assignment. It's what we chose coming into this lifetime to do. So it's kind of a cool thing if you're really up against it, because you're doing the work that you came here to do for you. Another thing that you can do that is going to help you forge a praise chain is to sing, is to dance, is to be lighthearted, is to, and like I said, I just get these really silly songs in my head, and I just make up little ditties, and then I just kind of sing them. I'll find music on that I really like, and I'll sing to that. Or, you know, a lot of people really like to dance. Even if you Zumba, that's even great because then you're losing weight. Get into some sort of movement, some sort of musical something that's going to be lighthearted and it lifts your spirits. And it moves the energy. So another thing to do would be to sing and to dance and to have fun. Even if you don't sing very well, it doesn't matter. Find you some, you know, song that you like and just knock yourself out. The third thing that the angels are asking is to visualize success. Visualize that thing that you want. And know from the beginning, and remind yourself often, and remind the universe, by the way, universe, you promised me that you would give me the desires of my heart. And the desire of my heart is this. Think about it. What, let's say you want this new car. Go to the car dealership that you, the kind of car that you want, and take a selfie of you sitting in the car. Look at the car magazines. Imagine yourself driving the car. For people who, you know, want to get married, go to the jewelry store and start looking at wedding rings. Go to the bridal shops and look at the gowns and get some bridal magazines and look at different ideas. You know, for the job that you want, what do you want? Where do you want it to be? Think about it. Put yourself in it. Know that because the universe said you can have it, then you can have it. If you will be forging a chain of praise and use your gratitude box, I am so thankful for my new job. I am so thankful that it is, I never even knew that I could, you know, work and make money at the thing I love to do. I mean, this doesn't even feel like I'm going to work. It's so much fun. That kind of excited response, that kind of childlike enthusiasm. And make it easy for yourself. I know for me at least, when people tell me to visualize success, sometimes I work so hard at it. I work so hard trying to, you know, get the exact right picture in my head. And it's not even fun and enjoyable anymore. It's just work. The visualizing success, singing and the dancing, it should be fun. It should be easy. It should be light. It should be something that is, again, forging the chain of praise. I am so grateful for my wonderful job. It is such a joy to walk into my place of business every single day. I can't wait to go back. It is so much fun. The money that I make, the people that I get to associate with, the easy commute, the whatever it is you want, but you don't have to make it work. Visualizing what you want should be fun. As you just think about, as a little kid would out playing cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians, you know, they're not thinking so hard about what the Indians is wearing, what they, you know, does the cowboy wear his gun on the right or the left or whatever. They're just having fun out there, just making it up as they go along. So just make it up as you go along. Again, you're as long as the praise is there, as long as the positive thoughts are there, as long as the gratitude is there, then the visualization will be there. It'll be an automatic thing because it'll just be something that just kind of pops into your head. The last thing that the angels wanted me to let you know was to be sure that you call on your spiritual guides. This is not a solo journey. This is not something you have to do by yourself. you have access to ascended masters who are humans that walked on the earth and achieved a very high spiritual status. And when they went up to heaven, they maintained a very an open contact. So it could be Jesus, it could be Kuan Yin, it could be Buddha or Muhammad or any number of great people that have gone on before us. There are also power animals. These are the spirits of different animals. Can the spirit that exists in that animal, we can have that same spirit in us to give us strength or give us wisdom or give us grace or give us patience or give us humbleness or give us whatever it is that our higher self knows that we need. Because it's a connection. If I am grateful, it opens me up to be able to connect with my world and other people. If I am so grateful for an opportunity to live another day, it automatically opens me up to, I'm also grateful for the things that happen in that day. I would make this easy. I would make forging a chain of praise as easy as I can. What I would do is I would find, for example, inspirational quotes, scriptures out of the Bible, meaningful things that people have said, and I would write them down. And then when I got to that place where I was being bombarded by negative thoughts, I'd take out that piece of paper and I'd read it. I'd post things at my workstation or in my car. Or I had a friend who was going through a really rough time, and I saw her open up her closet door, and there were just pages after pages on the inside of her closet door of promises and positive sayings and things that every time she went in to get dressed or every time she went into her closet, there she had all these positive things going on with her. I would ask the angels, what do I need to do today to make this a day where I forge links into my praise chain? What do I get to do? And then I would just listen very carefully. And if you are inspired to buy somebody a cup of coffee, don't even try to think yourself out of it. Just do it. Those things that just sort of come to your head and say, okay, do this. Just do that. And what it does, it begins to set you up so that the links that you're forming in your praise chain are coming very quickly. And obviously, the longer the chain of either one that you make of despair or praise, the longer your chain, the more that you carry it, the more that it is attached to you, obviously it's going to become a part of you. You will either rise higher with the praise chain or you will sink lower with the despair chain. And you don't have an option. You can't choose not to have a chain. It doesn't work that way. You can't opt out of this one. You have a chain because you have thoughts. And your thoughts are either building you up or they're knocking you down. the choices that you make are either building you up and moving you where you want to go, or they're keeping you stuck and where you just continue existing. So the time is now. The angels are saying now is the time to become everything that you want to be and everything that you know you can be in your higher self. I have just a few more minutes, so what I'd like to do is see what Archangel Michael has for us as we are moving into a holiday season, a new year, and a new us. And my one of the things that I would challenge you to do is sometime this month, so within the next couple of weeks, I would like for you to write down and write it in a way of thank you, God, that in the year 2015, I got married, I got a new job, I moved to the home of my dreams, I paid off my car, I got debt free. What is it that you would like to accomplish in 2015? And then write that down. Thank you, God, that on December 31st, 2015, I am able to say that I accomplished this, and put it away and wait a year and read it. And every day you get up and say, thank you, God, that I am accomplishing the things that I wanted to accomplish in 2015. Thank you that I'm going to have the down experiences that are going to teach me, and I'm going to have the up experiences that are going to make me soar. So that would be something else that would help those people that need to have a focus that would help. All right, so here's what it's very interesting. So for the what Michael wanted us to know is part of it has to do with our relationships. It's exactly what we were saying earlier about the parents. One of the things he wants us to know is that we are eternally loved. Now, this isn't romantic love so much as it is being able to understand and see the love that's around you. The love of God that he created the environment and people that genuinely care about you. And little things, you know, like puppies and things that just kind of bring us joy, funny songs or things we enjoy. Being able to be aware of and receive and give the love that is so vital to our very existence, because since God is love and the universe is love, it's connecting to that higher connectedness of people. Michael is very clear to say that if you will forge a chain of praise, if you will have a healthy mental diet, if you will ask for the people, places, and things that will move you forward and get away from the people, places, and things that weigh you down, there is a very favorable outcome. You will have, or you will be moving exponentially closer to those things that you want. This is not a game. This is not a frivolous thing to get into. This is as serious as someone who's had a heart attack needs to change their way of life. if you want to move forward and have what you want and fulfill your destiny and do what you've been called here to do, if you will have this higher self, then you will get what you want and have confidence. Walk into it knowing that God has your back. Walk into this knowing that you are made to you were created to be successful. You were created to have what it is you want. You were created to everything you need to create and have your destiny. You already have it. You came into this world with it. It's time to start forging the chain that you want and avoiding and starting to get rid of the chain that you do not want. So with that, Mark, I'm going to let you come back on and do what you do at the end of the show.
Do what I do.
Just do whatever it is that you do.
Excellent. So, all right. So let's go back and give out the website to everybody. We'd like to tell you that if you missed any part of this show, you can listen to it on the replay by going to the links of the show, and the replay is available about 10 minutes after the show is over. To find out more about the shows and other shows, go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of great free gifts and a lot of great services that you can actually purchase and work directly with Dr. Connie. Make sure to check out her website, drconniesays.com, and take a look at all those great gifts and everything that are there. And I think that's it. Thank you for all the great lessons and the reading and everything, Dr. Connie, and we'll catch you in December.
All righty, very good. Thank you so much, Mark. You have a blessed evening. Thank you, you folks. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.